Niche clarification.
I think this is something that most people that I work with struggle with. And truth is, I know that they're my people because I struggled with the same thing. I've created a simple workbook and guided exercises inside of the Online Biz Growth Hub to help you get some niche clarification so that you're not struggling throwing spaghetti in the on the wall hoping that it'll stick, right? And the reason I'm sharing it like this is because online business doesn't have to be difficult. We just have to stay consistent enough to see the results. Let's get started. What if taking all of the homeschooling stuff that you've done or your career experience and you said, you know what, I'm going to turn my knowledge, my past into a profitable business. Let's look at how you can package the past, okay, the wins, the outcomes, the overcomes, the lessons, the objectives, all of those things, and turn it into a profitable business. Hey, what's up? I'm Angelica Stanley. Welcome to Niche Nations. Let's identify your calling and fruitfully prep for online business. Let's go. Family, the best $7 you will ever invest in your dream business. Join us inside the Niche Nations Online Biz Growth Hub, where you will learn how to become the leader God created you to be and make a living helping others through ministering, coaching, mentoring, speaking, publishing, digital products, and or that cute online boutique that you just can't seem to shake out of your head, right? Get live coaching, on-demand training, tools, templates, and daily group support for $7 a month. So most coaches charge anywhere from $97 to $497 a month for this kind of value. But I created one every aspiring coach, mentor, author, speaker could afford for just $7 a month. We're going to look at the whole dream that God has given you, spiritually what that looks like, and practically on how to do that. Write the vision and make it plain, looking at the confirmations the Lord has given you, as well as where do you see this fitting into the big dream that God has given you. Taking those little ideas and looking at those and seeing, okay, God, did you give me this? How did this happen? What is that? And looking at if the Lord has given you the ideas that actually turn into a product or an offer, a service, roadmap. Your impact to launch kingdom method and approach is everything you need to start. And it's all inside the Online Biz Growth Hub. Helping you through the niche clarification workbook is only one start, okay? It's like putting in the best kind of gas for your vehicle to operate so that in the long run, you're not throwing spaghetti on the wall hoping that it'll stick. Being able to take your dream, write the vision and make it plain so you can walk it out and connect the ideas to package the product and or service is the very thing I will help you do inside Niche to Nations monthly biz development membership. If this is for you, click the link below. I'll see you inside. So there's 99 niching and digital marketing starters, niche starters for you, found inside the Online Biz Growth Hub in a workbook that I created to really just kick off the whole process of identifying what a niche is and figuring out, you know, how do I use my skills most appropriately for, you know, what I'm called to do. Now, remember, we're niching down so that at the appointed time, the Lord will send you to the nations, right? a peculiar people or person that you are. I struggle with that word. But it's called to a certain type of person. And so being able to use business skills to hone in on that will not only help your message, but it'll help you get closer to the assignment that God has placed inside of you. So health, wealth, and relationships are often considered the three main areas of life that people want to improve, right? So they want to lose weight or build muscle, right? Or they want to just live a better life wealth-wise, meaning not just money, but mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, as believers, or I'm just going to speak for myself, but as a believer, I don't view wealth as just, you know, money, because wealth and riches are different. You know, being in Christ, we have access to the favor of God through blessings, through, you know, healing and signs and miracles and wonders and all of these different things. And those are more than money could buy, right? And so is money a good, great thing to have? Yeah, because it's a commodity and, you know, it can help you, you know, serve in your community. It can help you get a house in a safer community. It can help you, you know, invest into local charities and community events. It can help you, you know, eat healthier, you know. So, but we don't have that. If we don't have that mindset of what true wealth is, then getting to the position of stewarding wealth and riches is it's negated, right? Because we can come from a poverty mindset. And so I want to share that because the third, remember I mentioned relationships? Relationships are key in kingdom because iron sharpens iron. And remember in 1 Corinthians 13, I encourage you to go read that. I know that they, you know, it's always used as, you know, love is patient, love is kind, as a, you know, a wedding chapter. But I'm going to just be honest with you. When I really dive deep into this chapter and the context, I didn't just get the wedding of a man and a woman. I got the wedding feast, the wedding supper of Jesus and his bride. And because of that, when it talks about how we prophesy in part, this is why it's so important that we as believers understand that, you know, you're carrying a piece of wisdom and a mission. And, you know, I'm carrying a piece of wisdom and, you know, revelation and a mission and assignment. And so when we prophesy in part, when we're walking in Christ and we're doing things together, meaning that, you know, we're building our relationship with Christ, we're doing all of these different things, guess what? When two or more are gathered, he is present, and we're able to unite, come together. You know, I always found it really strange that the Lord would give me these amazing ideas. And, you know, an idea is something without an action plan, right? So I would sit on them and then I wouldn't take action on it because I was like, well, I don't like this. Is this for me? Because it's so funny. I would know the confirmation would come, and I knew it was a piece to something, because especially being a kingdom-minded entrepreneur, it was a missing piece to help somebody transition into doing what God has called them to do. And so the whole thing would end up being like, hey sis, the Lord has been speaking to me about something that, you know, about my career and all of these different things. And I'm really nervous, but I know the Lord told me to call you. And I was like, oh, you don't say. And they would just continue talking. And I would be like, well, yeah, share with me. If I can help you, I can help you, you know, like we'll figure it out. And not to sound like boastful or cocky or whatever, like I don't want to do that, but I sometimes will say, like, I probably have a tool that is going to help you in one way or another, whether it's a free tool, a paid tool, or a current thing that the Lord just like came my way and I was like, what do I do with this, right? And 9 out of 10 times, like, it's like spot on. And they're just like, oh my goodness, I know this is of God. He told me to call you and you have the exact thing that I need. This is the reason why I believe that we prophesy in part, and it is important for us to just be obedient. And so when you're niching down, I want you to understand that there are people that are in this industry, they don't believe in God. They're into manifestation. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit, right? And we believing in Jesus Christ, we understand the power of the Holy Spirit. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we asked the Holy Spirit to live in us, right? To dwell in us, to be with us. And our temples started to change, our life started to change, all of that kind of stuff. So it's important for us to understand that we're going into a territory where we're not going to be liked because we're going to be different, right? Our character is going to be different. Our morals are going to be different. Our integrity is going to be different, right? There are many times where I'm working with a client and they haven't started their online business because they're like, well, I just don't have $500 to invest in this course right now. I'm struggling. And I'll say, well, thank you for being honest. I'm not going to charge you $500. I have a playbook that's $47 and it'll give you everything you need to get started. And you know, there is costs that are involved, but it's not $500. And so you can do this over, you know, four weeks or 4 months, however long it takes you. You'll have the money, you'll have, you know, different things that you'll have to invest in. And then there's some people that don't have the $47. And so guess what? I offer them to go inside of the Online Biz Growth Hub and jump inside of my free group, Niche to Nations, on Facebook. Why? Because I believe that health, wealth, and relationships are everything that the Lord has called us to walk and steward in. We just have to be a light in a dark place because the enemy has used it to basically make money off of hurting people. And I believe you have a testimony that is going to equip, encourage, and empower other people. And so by you understanding the power of your niche and learning the fundamentals and how it can be placed and what you can do in the health scene, in the wealth scene, in relationships. There's over 99 categories. I'm just going to talk about a couple in relationships. So maybe you're a couples and relationship coach who focuses on life after divorce. Maybe you're a self-discovery and personal growth coach who helps prepare women for their calling. Maybe you're a separation and divorce coach who's focused on helping the woman be accountable to principles that are found in the Bible, right? Maybe you're a mental health coach who the Lord has delivered you from social anxiety, phobias, depression, postpartum depression, and all of the warfare. So you're a coach helping moms with postpartum. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe you paid off debt, and so now you're a finance coach. Maybe you're an accountant, or you're going to school for accounting, and you're really good with numbers, and you just believe the Lord is wanting you to help and teach aspiring entrepreneurs about bookkeeping and being a faithful steward over your personal finances. Therefore, the business can flourish as well. Do you see what I'm saying? How can we be a light in a dark place and help others come to Christ by following principles that they're gonna be like, wow, this is different, but I'm being blessed? Absolutely. Because we care more about the soul prospering. Amen. So I pray this encouraged you. If you have any questions, there is a clarity exercise inside of this workbook. It'll go over, you know, how to write your background story. So you write your background story, basically kind of doing like a skills assessment type of thing, or a life assessment, kind of all the things that you've gone through. And then you will do what we call your impact to launch method, which is part of steps 2 and 3, but it's seeing what skills over the course of your life, going through the hurdles, the jumps, and all of that, and then identifying what problem you solve, and then figuring out that problem, and then looking through all of the 99 potential niche areas and saying, you know, highlighting a few that stand out for you, praying about them, going to God and saying, where do you want me, Lord? That's as easy as it can get. Okay. And then from there, I talk to you about the Speak Life and Hustle playbook, which basically opens the door to teach you how to set something up and get started on social media, selling my playbook while you're working on your calling, while you're working on things behind the scenes. So if this blessed you, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. And I mean, it would just make my day, because I really would love to help you narrow down your niche, so that you can start focusing this on social media, right? Maybe it's a health workbook, or, you know, eat clean meals on a budget type of thing. And you have tools and resources and you just want to help people. Maybe this is a way that we can discuss what affiliate marketing is, all that kind of stuff. Drop in the DMs. I'd be happy to help you. Stay tuned to this message.
Are you faith-driven with a burning desire to self-publish a workbook, a journal, a book, or training materials that will position you for business while nurturing your family and faith? If your answer is yes, then I have something for you. Welcome to the Product Positioning Roadmap Workshops at Well Valley. If your answer is yes, these bi-weekly workshops are tailor-made for you, because the Product Positioning Roadmap for Prep to Publish workshop series offers participants a comprehensive roadmap for crafting and positioning their digital products for success in the marketplace. By guiding them through the process of creating compelling offers and mastering self-publishing, the workshop sets them up for success on their journey to launching profitable digital products. Click the link in the description to learn more.